T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Howard Eskin, of course, one of our favorites here on 95.7 The Game. Howard Eskin, a Philadelphia Eagles sideline reporter, of course, Sports Radio WIP out there in Philadelphia, the king of sports radio out there, a king of sports in Philadelphia. Howard Eskin joins us courtesy of the Bay Area Chevy Dealers Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers Guest Line. Visit BayAreaChevroletDealers.com to find a dealer in your area. Howard, welcome back to the program. Bonzi Hill, Matt Stymans, Ryan Covey here on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. And a few weeks ago, we had you on, and you guaranteed a win for the Eagles on Sunday Night Football against the 49ers. Here we are in week number 4. Do you still feel that way, Howard?
It's hard to feel that way after I watched the Bengals and the Eagles play the Bengals. It's really hard to do. So I can't guarantee. I'll give you a money back guarantee. You know what? Even though the 49ers are banged, everybody's banged up in football. That's the problem, because there was not enough grass time. There's so many guys are getting hurt. But I still, and I'm not so sure that the 49ers missed Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, they didn't last week, but the Giants suck. I'm not so sure they miss him, because I just don't know that he's as good as maybe people out there thought he was. But I can't get not the way this team's playing. I mean, the simple things, and the turnovers are a killer. The simple things. You know, the worst part of the game against the Bengals is when you're lining up for a 59-yard field goal, which is not a gimme, although Jake Elliott's got a great leg. It's not a gimme. And then you have a motion penalty, a false start on the right guard. You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me. It was like, you're kidding me. You know, stupid little thing. So I don't even know what to tell you about this team. Are they this bad? I don't think so. Are they not a good team right now? I do think so. They're not a good team. And Carson Wentz, I don't understand it. When a guy has played at the level that he's played in the past and playing at the level he's now playing at, I just don't get it. I don't get it. It's hard to pinpoint. So, I guess it's a money back guarantee.
Howard, I know that obviously it's so hard to separate playing well and playing not well from the turnovers. But I was looking at the stats, and the stats are fine other than the turnovers. So are they close?
Well, if you take away the turnovers, they win the Washington game.
Right.
If you take away the turnovers, I think they had a great chance to beat the Rams. If you take away, one of them was in the end zone, which would have brought it back close. One of them was really early in the game, as the Eagles started moving the football, and Miles Sanders fumbled, who had no camp time, so he obviously didn't have a feel of it. That might have been a different game. There's so many things to look at, but you go back to the turnovers, and then they had, I think it was 11 penalties last week. 11 penalties against the Bengals. That's just not very good. And Joe Barrow is really good.
He is all
well and good, but there were too many receivers open. So you could blame the turnovers and blame the penalties, but those receivers couldn't be wide open. And then people in this town bitched that Doug Peterson didn't go for it on 4th and 12, and he's near midfield. There's only bad things I thought could have happened if he went for it. Number one, a sack. Number two, an incompletion. And number three, Joe Burrow completes a 15-yard pass to put them in field goal range to try to win the game. I never thought about anything positive when he was lining up for a punt if he had gone for it. Nothing in my mind would have been a positive outcome for the Eagles. So, and people, why didn't you go for it? I think about what could have happened. I don't think the head coach, Doug Peterson, had confidence in his offense or confidence in his defense to stop them from gaining the yardage they needed to attempt the field goal themselves.
Howard, how loud is that chatter in Philly about Jalen Hurts? I mean, we know Carson Wentz gone off to a tough start. He's also got nobody to throw the ball to right now, and I know Dallas Goedert went down as well. But how loud is that Jalen Hurts chatter getting out there in the city of brotherly love?
Well, it's really loud, but here's what you have to understand, and it happens in a lot of cities. The fans love the backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Until he's the starting quarterback. And then all of a sudden, he gets ripped. So, you know, you can look at it different ways. But, yeah, the chatter is getting louder, and it's not at a fever pitch yet, but it clearly is getting louder. There's no question. But you can't – Jalen Hurts isn't ready. Remember, they didn't have any camp. That's another problem. They didn't have any camp. And for him to get the play, so he puts him in a few plays now. There's going to be a play where there's a lateral pass at some point where there's a lateral pass and he tries to throw the football. There was a play that he had a read an RPO and he pulled it back from the running back and then he fumbled the ball. So, you know, little things that you complain about. When things happen, he's not ready. I'm telling you right now, Jalen Hurts is not ready to be the quarterback. But that doesn't stop people. People in Philadelphia complain probably as much or more than any other, actually probably more than most towns in the United States that have football teams. They complain. But Jalen Hurts is not coming in. And Doug Peterson made that clear this week when he spoke on Monday. He's not changing quarterbacks. Too early to change. And no Jalen doubt. Hurts isn't ready. Jalen Hurts is not ready. So they can scream and yell all they want. And until they get hoarse, they can scream. It's not going to change anything.
No doubt about it. Howard Eskin here on 95.7 The Game Sports Radio, 94 WIP, the Philadelphia Eagles sideline reporter here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line. Howard, as a Philadelphia Eagle, we look at their defense and we look at Fletcher Cox and Darius Slay now on that side of the football. Who do you think the Eagles will rather face at quarterback for the 49ers? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo or Nick Mullins?
I don't think it matters. I really don't think it matters. I can't see how Jimmy Garoppolo is coming back from a high ankle sprain after only two games. But that's not me. I mean, obviously right. The 49ers have to make that decision. But I don't think they care. If they put pressure on the quarterback, if they don't make mistakes in the secondary, first of all, pressure helps with some of the mistakes because you don't have as much time to throw. And you stop the running game, it's like every team tries to do the same thing. They did a good job with the running game against the Bengals. It was a good job. But they didn't stop the pass. Joe Burrow had, 360 yards or some ridiculous number. And he got sacked eight times. He got sacked eight times, and he still had well over 300 yards.
Got hit 18 times, I saw, Howard. He got hit 18 times in that football game.
I know. It's a joke. He's a tough guy, and he's a good quarterback. And he's only a rookie. So they're going to be good if they ever fix some of the other parts of their team. But the hell with the damn Bengals. The Eagles have issues. And Fletcher Cox, by the way, he's only shown up part of the time. Fletcher is a really good player, but he has not been a good enough player on that defensive line. I'll tell you, Brandon Graham plays his ass off, really plays hard, and he's in there. And I'm impressed with Malik Jackson, the tackle. He was hurt all last year. The Eagles signed him last year. I'm impressed with him. Hargrave, who they signed in the offseason, was coming back from a severe injury and had nothing. And then he missed what the first game, I think it was just the first game. So he's not ready yet. But their defensive line, and Barnett, has flashes. He's the other defensive end. But they just have to get a pass rush. And once they get a pass rush, then you got to hope that the guys don't make mistakes in the secondary. Now, the Eagles have lost one of their corners this week. Avante Maddox is not playing. I don't know if he's going to be out 1 week or 2 weeks, but he's not playing. So they're hurt a little bit in the secondary. They don't have – I don't know who they can have to go deep on offense. DeSean Jackson's in and out. I don't know what his issue is. They say he's got a hamstring. He's not getting the ball enough, but teams are taking away the deep ball. And without Jalen Reagor, who's out at least another 3 weeks, he's their first round pick, the wide receiver. Yes. He's out at least another 3 weeks because they put him on injury reserve.
Short-term IR.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So I don't even know where the deep ball comes from. I don't know who they go to. And they use two tight ends a lot, and Dallas Goedert's out for at least 3 weeks. He's got a crack. I think he's got a cracked bone in his ankle. It's not I can tell you right now it's not very good. Let me tell you something. If they beat the 49ers this week, you guys ought to shut it down, and that team ought to never be spoken about again, because that would be a total embarrassment with what the Eagles are coming at them with. Anybody can beat anybody. It would be hard to think as a 7-point underdog the Eagles are going to win, but who knows? If they get a couple of turnovers, who knows what can happen? But the reality is the 49ers ought to be embarrassed if they lose to the Eagles the way they're playing right now. So I'll leave.
Well, hopefully,
that's my guarantee is if they lose, they will be embarrassed.
Well, hopefully we see you on the sidelines with that mink jacket, that mink coat, Howard, this Sunday night when the Eagles take on the Niners. Good stuff as always, Howard. Good to catch up with you.
Nobody's traveling. I'm not going.
Yeah.
We do all the broadcast teams in the NFL, the radio broadcast teams, all do the games from home. Baseball did the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the playoffs should be done by the networks with guys in the studio. It's I miss it. I don't miss Santa Clara. San Francisco, I would miss. But who the hell? Stay in Santa Clara. You're in the middle of a bunch of tech companies. That's all. That's all that's out there. It's a joke. It's a joke. Stay in Santa Clara. Give me a break.
I'll give you that one, Howard. We don't feel Santa Clara. There's nobody in the Bay Area on a Friday night saying, hey, let's go down to Santa Clara, have some dinner.
Yeah.
Let's go to Santa Clara to hang out.
We'll go to a wharf. Oh, they don't have a wharf in Santa Clara. I mean, give me a break. Santa Clara.
Howard, good stuff as always, man. We'll catch up with you soon as the Eagles take on the Niners. Thanks for the time today.
All right. Hey, it's always my pleasure. I just hope the Eagles win so I can show it up here. You know what?
A nice parting shot. They'll react from that. Howard Eskin, Sports Radio WIP here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.